your shot at scoring your way there.
Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me.
Listen to Morning Brew with Andrew or enter at QRCalgary.com for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Shania this Calgary Stampede.
QR Calgary is 770 CHQR AM, a Chorus Entertainment radio station. Distinctly Calgary, Global News Mornings, QR Calgary.
Morning. Thank you so much for being with us. It was a very nice weekend. Very nice. Even yesterday, later in the evening, it was warm. Things starting off warm this morning as well. We're in double digits, sitting at 12 degrees this Monday morning. It'll be a nice morning. Chance of showers this afternoon. Leslie will know more about that. She'll be joining us in just a few minutes. She's keeping an eye on weather for us throughout the morning, as well as some traffic. Topping our news this morning, King Charles III will arrive in Ottawa later this morning for his first visit to our country as monarch. The king will deliver the speech from the throne tomorrow, a task normally done by the Governor General. His mother, Queen Elizabeth II, only did it twice during her 70-year reign. The last time was in 1977. As Eric Sorensen reports, the royal visit is being seen as highly symbolic, underscoring Canada's sovereignty.
When King Charles stopped at Canada House in London on Tuesday, he was shown a large floor map of the country, a prelude to a visit that will demonstrate Canada's historic ties to the British monarchy, and more importantly, will symbolize this country's distinct sovereignty in North America.
This is an historic honor which matches the weight of our times.
The King's presence will be a counterweight to Donald Trump's vision.
That is a clear... It clearly underscores the sovereignty of our country.
Charles is going to be here as the King of Canada. We're going to hear that language a lot. I think it's to help remind President Trump that the King is actually our King, and it is a strong symbol of our sovereignty.
See, the conflict is.
There are signs that President Trump may be backing off the idea of Canada becoming a U.S. state after it was dismissed cordially by the Prime Minister.
Having met with the owners of Canada over the course of the campaign last several months, it's not for sale, won't be for sale ever.
Trump has not taken a serious run at it since, even when promoting a joint Golden Dome defense shield. Washington's new ambassador suggests talk of the 51st state is over. He recently told B7 leaders he likes Mark Carney's description of Canadians as owners of the country.
The owners, okay? Really, they are the owners of Canada. It's a great way to describe the people that we work for.
In Ottawa on Friday, a group of U.S. senators said they just want to restore good relations.
There's been a lot of heartbreak about the disruption in that.
The group, including a Republican senator, talked only of trade, not a takeover.
We have a 5,000-mile long border. That's a long border. But our friendship is a lot longer.
Still, when Charles visits Canada this week, the world, including Washington, will be watching. Every gun salute, every mounted policeman, every waving flag will have greater symbolic meaning than usual. And having the throne speech delivered by the King himself, who is Canada's head of state, will send a clear message to Washington. We're not like you, and we will keep it that way. Eric Sorensen, Global News, Toronto.
A new Ipsos poll suggests many Canadians are holding more favorable views towards the monarchy. 66% say the monarchy helps differentiate Canada from the United States, up 12% from a year and a half ago. Though King Charles receives lower approval ratings than his late mother, 4 in 10 respondents view the king favorably, and that is compared to more than 80% for Queen Elizabeth.
It's very much being driven by what's happening in the United States rather than anything that's happening with the royal family. If you actually look at the approval rankings of King Charles, for example, they're literally half of what they were for his mother.
Wow.
And King Charles is in the low 40s and his mother was in the low 80s. She was one of the most popular people whenever we went out and did surveys. King Charles ranks well below just about every other major we asked about. The only one who ranks below him is Queen Camilla.
The poll also found younger Canadians and immigrants were more likely to question the monarchy's relevance, often linking it to colonialism and slavery. While the royal visit may boost visibility, experts say the crown still faces an uphill battle to remain meaningful to a modern Canada. The royals are expected to touch down in Ottawa just after 11 a.m. Calgary time. A group of concerned citizens gathered for an open house in Calgary's Bowness community Sunday to garner support for the recalling of local MLAs Rajan Sani and Dimitrios Nicolaides.
The reason why we chose these two ride-ins were for a couple of reasons. Number one, these are people that have supported everything that this government has done. And number two, this is about our kids. These are the education ministers. One of them was the advanced education minister, but we haven't forgotten that. But yeah, we're starting there.
Organized by Recall for Change and the Alberta Resistance, people there talked about ways they could lend support for the recall process and how they could take advantage of recent changes made to recall legislation. An emergency alert was issued last night as crews responded to an out-of-control wildfire east of Jasper National Park. The 70-hectare blaze is burning 6 kilometers west of Merkel and 16 kilometers southwest of Robb. Air tankers and helicopters are helping to fight flames, while Yellowhead County firefighters are preparing for structural protection of buildings in the area. Residents are being asked to prepare for a possible evacuation. Wildfire burning west of Jasper National Park is now under control. The fire started Saturday night outside the park's western boundary near Yellowhead Lake, B.C. Parks Canada provided support to the B.C. Wildfire Service to contain the blaze that is less than a hectare in size. There are no wildfires burning inside Jasper National Park, but Parks Canada says the fire danger rating in the area is high. There is a helicopter and fire crews on standby in the park. More than 350 homes and businesses in Jasper were destroyed in a wildfire last summer. The Calgary Marathon is over for another year. And it was a major accomplishment because they ran 10 full marathons in 10 provinces over a span of 10 days. Drew Stremick on what motivated those two to go the distance.
Tonight we sleep in our own beds.
It's a feat of endurance that pushes many to their limit. But for Dave Morin and Mike Hansen, it's the end of a long journey.
We started on Friday, May 16th, 10 days ago in St. John's, Newfoundland, and since then I've been running a marathon at 7 a.m. every morning and then getting in an RV or going to the airport and making our way west across every province in Canada.
Their final strides took place during the Calgary Marathon in the city both men call home.
We hardly ever took a step alone, and you know, at times when it gets tough, you think about this moment right here when we finish this off and having all our friends and family around, and it's a good way to get through it.
Their prize, when it's all said and done, the two men who first met while working together hope to raise $1 million for Kidsport, Big Brothers Big Sisters, and the Autism Asperger's Friendship Society. Hansen explained his sons played a role inspiring them to help those who need it most.
Whether it's autism that they have some kind of something that would hold them back a little bit, or whether it's access to sport or mentorship, there's a lot of kids that get left behind, and we wanted to try to impact as many as we could.
All of the money raised will benefit each nonprofit, given equal shares of the proceeds to help kids all across Canada.
For people to stand up and raise money for a charity that they don't have to, it means so much to us. It means so much to our kids that are going through the programs to know that complete strangers care about them.
Training for each marathon took Hansen and Morin about a year, and another challenge is equally as daunting, the logistics of it all.
It was a lot of work. It was more than I think we bargained for, but yeah. Planning the routes, booking the hotels, figuring out the flights, looking at the route, like the RV trips, it's been a lot. So we'll be happy to not be going anywhere but the kitchen tomorrow morning.
As of Sunday morning, the pair had raised more than $900,000 and were confident they would hit their goal. Drew Stremick, Global News.
Just days after speaking with Vladimir Putin, U.S. President Donald Trump is slamming the Russian leader, accusing him of escalating the war in Ukraine and calling his actions out of control. What triggered the outburst when we come back?
The Cedar Shop. bringing nature to you.
Find your inspiration today at the Cedar Shop. You already know them for their cedar, but did you know they are also Calgary's largest in-stock inventory of pressure-treated lumber? The Cedar Shop is also home to Calgary's most interactive composite decking display, where you can touch and feel the end product. Ask about Cedar Shop's free in-town delivery, shop in-store, or online at cedarshop.com.
The Cedar Shop.
At Western Financial Group, convenience comes first. They'll help you save money by bundling your home and car insurance or finding you the right business insurance. Visit westernfinancialgroup.ca/local or call 888-594-3120 to get your free quote.
Avalon is a Canadian company that's been repairing residential, commercial, and industrial foundations for over 55 years. Attention all property managers, architects, engineers, and contractors. Avalon's patented Dry-Tech high-pressure injection system can repair parkades, tunnels, elevator shafts, reservoirs, and water treatment plants. Visit AvalonCanada.com for all the knowledge, expertise, and technology you can trust. That's Avalon with a B.
Years of Chrysler in Canada, and we've been around for over 30 of them. It's time for employee pricing at High Rivers Country Chrysler. You pay what we pay for the month of May. Visit High Rivers Country Chrysler or countrychrysler.com before the deals drive off.
Hey, it's Ben Mulrooney. There's a thought out there that the best time to put out bad news publicly is while other major news is breaking. Oftentimes, these are smaller, yet still important stories that get missed. Well, that's not going to happen on our show, because I've got one that I want to share and give the attention to it that it deserves, especially because it affects so many Canadians. Plus, we'll set the table for Charles' throne speech coming up, what to expect, and what does it signal about how Mark Carney will govern.
The Ben Mulrooney Show, noon to 2, weekday afternoons on QR Calgary.
News that matters. Global News Morning. QR Calgary.
Canada Post and union negotiators were back at the bargaining table on Sunday. A mediator is working with both sides who have been deadlocked for months on a new collective bargaining agreement. And while the Canadian Union of Postal Workers are in legal strike action, CUPW put an overtime ban in place on Friday instead of walking off the job. Canada Post is warning Canadians that their mail could be delayed. It is Memorial Day in the United States. President Donald Trump will honor fallen service members by laying a wreath at Arlington National Cemetery. Today's appearance follows a weekend of sharp criticism aimed at Russian President Vladimir Putin, just days after a two-hour phone call between the two leaders focused on peace negotiations in Ukraine. Wendy Gillette has more.
President Trump is lashing out at Russian President Vladimir Putin over his country's continued attacks on Ukraine, posting on social media that Putin has gone absolutely crazy.
I'm not happy with what Putin's doing. He's killing a lot of people. We're in the middle of talking and he's shooting rockets into Kiev and other cities. I don't like it at all.
The comments came after a big and deadly Russian drone barrage over the weekend and following a massive prisoner swap between Russia and Ukraine. On social media, the president also railed against Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky's rhetoric, saying, quote, everything out of his mouth causes problems. Over the weekend, President Trump also announced he's postponing a 50% tariff on goods from the European Union from June 1st to July 9th instead. The change of heart came after the president spoke with the president of the European Commission Sunday.
She asked for an extension on the June 1st date, and she said she wants to get down to serious negotiation.
Meanwhile, congressional Republicans aired out their split over the House-passed budget package, which President Trump has dubbed the One Big Beautiful Bill.
What this bill is going to do is be jet fuel to the U.S. economy.
The idea that we're going to explode deficits, I think, is just, not a serious proposal.
Yesterday, President Trump said he believes the Senate will, quote, get there on the measure, and he encouraged senators to make the changes they want to the bill. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
It has been a month since the Lapu Lapu Day tragedy in Vancouver. 11 people died when an SUV was driven through the busy Filipino festival. As Emily Lazatan reports, while the horror of that day is still very fresh, the community continues to respond, pulling together to support the victims, their families, and each other.
Do you have any buns?
No soup for you.
ladling soup with a side of laughs for victims of the Lapu Lapu Day Festival.
Sorry, we didn't get any bread with that.
You want bread? $3!
Actor Larry Thomas, also known as Seinfeld's Soup Nazi, spent Sunday serving hearty goodness for donations at New Westminster's Greens and Beans Deli. Thomas is no stranger to using his celebrity for a cause.
Oh, it just feels great to be able to just do something good by showing up.
Donations were pouring in for t-shirts and aprons, too.
It's just the power of the show, and it's so great that it just keeps... It's just so multi-generational.
Lineups were through the door and well into the parking lot.
We live in Abbotsford, and I think it's important that we support all communities that have been touched by this kind of thing. So we're glad to be out here and have some fun at the same point in time.
Those in the Filipino community say in times of darkness, room for light is necessary for healing.
Out of every tragedy, you have to rise from it. And why not have some laughter through raising it?
And Saturday evening, a paint night fundraiser for Jen Darbalay's family, one of the victims killed on April 26th. Darbalay was a gifted painter and instructor at Luminous Studios.
Grief can be very lonely. You go into this room when you miss someone or lose someone. And I thought it would be fun just to celebrate the spirit of her in the studio, painting her favorite flowers.
Surrounded by friends and supporters, a smile from Darbalay's husband. The terrible toll of the tragedy speaks volumes through the millions raised in community support near and from afar.
Several memorial sites have been consolidated into one here at Fraser and East 43rd. Flowers, candles, and heartfelt messages line this fence. 1 month since the tragic incident, some aren't coming back to pay their respects, while others are visiting for the first time.
When something like this happens, it just makes you think, right? It makes you feel a part of something bigger than yourself. And, you know, I haven't really felt that way in a while.
People helping each other when they really need it, you know.
A final report on festival safety is due late August. For now, the community continues to heal, finding moments of joy and laughter when possible.
No soup for you. I'm back 1 year.
Emily Lazatin, Global News.
It has been 5 years since George Floyd died in Minneapolis. Floyd, a black man, was murdered by a white police officer. His death sparked worldwide protests against police brutality and racism, as well as calls for officers to be held more accountable for their actions. Candace Cole looks at how Floyd is being remembered and what has changed since his death.
This video, taken May 25th, 2020, shows the moments right before George Floyd, a black man in Minneapolis, drew his last breath as Officer Derek Chauvin killed Floyd, kneeling on his neck for over 9 minutes.
Mama.
Floyd's horrifying fatal encounter with police, shining a spotlight on racial injustice and police brutality in the United States, igniting a groundswell of protests and demonstrations around the world.
George Floyd was a catalyst for change and recognition. And so what made apparent from his killing was that there was rampant racialized violence that was happening at the hands of police officers.
Over the weekend, communities and cities across the U.S. commemorated the fifth anniversary of Floyd's death with celebrations of his life and calls for a renewed commitment to racial justice as people laid yellow flowers at the site where Floyd was killed, now called George Floyd Square.
When our nephew was killed, you know, there's two things that went on. People joined this change, became part of the change, but they didn't become the change. That's a difference. Because when you become the change, you become the movement, you become the change, and you become the voice.
Following Floyd's death, the U.S. Justice Department launched an investigation into the Minneapolis Police Department, which found that black and Native Americans were being disproportionately targeted by police. In early January, Minneapolis and the DOJ agreed to enter into a consent decree, or court-ordered agreement, to reform the police department, something the Trump administration announced it would roll back last week. A setback, but not a deterrent.
with some of the recent changes at the federal level and some of the rumors around potential pardons and issues around the consent decree, you know, it's like an intentional reharming of the community, but that doesn't mean that we're going to allow it to break us.
The city of Minneapolis says it will continue to implement the reforms laid out in the consent decree despite the federal government's current stance. Candace Cole, Global News, Washington.
Time now to check in with Andrew Schultz from QR Calgary. Good morning to you, Andrew.
Good morning to you, Bindu.
What are you working on today?
Well, you have a lot of family and friends sneezing about now with the itchy eyes. It's an interesting time with the pollen has been looking like snow. How do you discern whether or not it's a cold, an average cold, or if you have seasonal allergies? And we have learned in the past that you can, you know, obtain seasonal allergies later in life. It's not something you have to have your entire life. They can just kind of spark up. So we'll get into that with Dr. Ted Jablonski, our on-call family physician. Also from the medical world, this is crazy to me because a drug that was invented to combat diabetes, we found out that it does impact weight loss in a positive way. Now we're going to dig deeper into the perhaps cancer preventative, qualities when it comes to Ozempic, Wegovy, these GLP-1 drugs. Sounds pretty incredible. I'm looking forward to hearing more about that one.
Okay, very interesting for sure. So it is a big day for us in Ottawa. It is the first day, Canada's 45th Parliament, and Their Majesties King Charles III and Queen Camilla will arrive in the nation's capital. So we will be talking about that throughout the morning, but our chief political correspondent, David Akin, will be joining us after 6 o'clock this morning. We'll check in with him. He always knows the buzz around these things. He knows all, you know, things that we just don't know. So he's going to fill us in on everything that's happening. It's a very historic moment as well, Andy. So we want to stay on top of this for sure. They'll be here later this morning, 11 o'clock our time. And then, as you mentioned, allergies, and we're talking about it as well. We have a pharmacist coming in. And same thing, what's the difference between a cold and allergies? I've been really fortunate. I don't have major allergies that I know of, so I'm very interested in this subject, and I feel for people who have to go through this. How do you manage it? And, you know, when you encounter allergies, what do you do, and what's really behind it? So lots of questions around this one, very timely for sure. So we'll be talking about that as well.
For me, it's only one allergy. I'm allergic to hard work, Bindu, but besides
The same thing. I'm allergic to sometimes doing the yard work. It's not the yard work itself. Exactly. All right, well, you can listen to The Morning Brew with Andy weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. on QR Calgary. Thanks so much, Andy. It is a big day. Top gymnasts competing, taking over Calgary this week as the national championships get underway at Olympic Oval. We'll be talking about that. Who's chasing gold and a spot on the world stage? And Leslie will have your forecast throughout the morning. She's also taking a look at traffic. She'll tell us about possibility of showers this afternoon. She'll join us in just a few moments.
Toast to Stampede season at Stampede Cellar Uncorked, featuring the champion wines from the Stampede Cellar Showdown International Wine Competition and local culinary offerings from Alberta's top restaurants. Stampede Cellar Uncorked has something to suit every palate and preference, from bold reds to crisp whites and more. Join us May 31st to sip, swirl, and savor wines and vote for best bites of the night. For more information and tickets, visit calgarystampede.com/uncorked.
Alpine News Network is here live with one of our superheroes.
People often ask me how fast I am. Oh, one sec. I just went to Bali and back. I'm also fast when it comes to helping people. Like when I helped Bill. His company vehicles were being serviced, and I was able to help him with a business loan. He got the transport trucks his company needed, and I got to honk the horn. All of them.
Own your home? Need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Calling all Canadian employers. Be entered for a chance to win $1,000 by completing a brief online survey. First Peoples Development Inc.'s Labor Market Information Project, funded by Employment and Social Development Canada, would also like to send you a $50 gift card for completing the survey. The survey collects information on your business profile, past hiring activity, and future hiring. Learn more about programs and initiatives and take the employer survey at fpdinc.ca.
As a business, you rely on advertising. Buying media is a partnership. When did a tech billionaire buy a product from you or support your community? Ask how business is going. The advertising landscape in Canada is in crisis. Instead of supporting Canadian companies and jobs, Canada's ad market is dominated by foreign tech platforms that spread misinformation, hate, and foreign interference. Keep ad dollars at home on radio, TV stations, websites, streaming, and news services that are Canadian-owned. Buy Canadian. A message from QR Calgary.
Global News Morning, QR Calgary.
They're excited. Listen to that. Rogers Place in Edmonton erupted in cheers during the last minutes of the Oilers game yesterday. The team won Game 3 of the NHL's Western Conference Finals against the Dallas Stars. They now lead the series 2-1. Game 4 is in Edmonton tomorrow night. The 2025 Canadian Gymnastics Championships begin this week here in Calgary at the Olympic Oval. The five-day event will feature Canada's best gymnasts with over 1,000 competitors vying for the medals in both men's and women's competitions. The top finishers heading to international events later this year.
This is going to decide, of course, our Canadian champions, but then also we'll select our national teams across all of our disciplines, and then we'll also play a role in international assignments. So some of these athletes will go on to compete at World Cups, World Championships later in the year, and then you'll most likely be seeing some up-and-coming stars that will probably take part in the 2028 Olympic Games.
The event runs from today until Friday. For more details and tickets, you can go to gymcan.org. So great. I wish I could do that, Leslie. It's just like the flexibility.
I know. That's fantastic.
That's what I was missing.
Yeah. And you can take it in, right? Like you can go and you can watch some of it. And it is fantastic to watch as it's, as a former gymnast. I'm like, makes me all nervous.
Wow, you're a former. I'm not even a former. That's awesome.
Oh yeah. I spent it wasn't a wayward youth because I spent it in the gym doing gymnastics.
That's fun.
And then put Avery in the gym.
Of course.
Doing gymnastics. My fantastic athleticism from these young performers. So do check it out. It's open to the public. How's that weekend for you been? I know you're athleticism from these young performers. So do check it out. It's open to the public. How's that weekend for you been? I know you were out partying last night at the park.
No, I said gardening.
At the park after supper.
Yeah, it was
park.
Perfect. It was nice.
Night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Perfect night for that. 10 degrees right now. We've got a pretty good morning and then a bit of a change this afternoon. Let's start with the air quality statements north of Saskatoon and northern Manitoba as well. This is a heat statement. Fort McMurray, Lac La Biche, Wood Buffalo, you're getting some really warm temperatures today. This is what comes our way with a little bit of unstable air this afternoon. The wind is going to kick up and then we're going to get the chance of some showers up through this area and then possibly some thunder showers, rain through Vancouver today, warm temperatures continue for us, for Saskatchewan, wind kicking up for Regina, and even Toronto finally getting a little bit of heat. 18 degrees is better than that 11 that they did have. And then there's our fire danger. Saskatchewan, you okay? That's extreme fire danger in almost all of the province. So we'll talk fire danger and weather conditions as well coming up after the break.
Urban luxury redefined. University District. Explore elevated townhomes or condos presented by Jamin Built, Crystal Creek Homes, and Rohit Homes. Find your new home steps from beautiful parks, restaurants, and shops. Discover all that is new in this award-winning community located near University Avenue and Shaganapi Trail Northwest. Come by the Sales and Discovery Center and experience it all for yourself. Or visit myuniversitydistrict.ca. University District. Life works here.
The weather's looking very bright at Real Canadian Superstore. This week, grab sweet PC blueberries for only $4.99 a pack. The ultimate snack for a scorching hot day. Bask in the glow of Real Canadian Superstore's low prices all summer long. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
Live healthy, live happy, live in a loving community. Welcome to the Manor Village, a place where seniors have fun together while living a full life. The Manor Village is more than a beautiful residence. They surround seniors with wonderful people that treat your loved ones with respect, kindness, and care. Experience elevated senior living with fitness and entertainment programs, Red Seal culinary experiences, and more. Manor Village, the community with heart. See all 9 locations and schedule your tour at themanorvillage.com.
It is absolutely the right time to buy.
Whatever you do, do not buy.
These stocks are bound to double.
The value has been cut in half.
There's always a pattern.
There's going to be guaranteed returns.
Yeah, if you're thinking about buying,
stocks are bound.
When seemingly reliable sources say opposite things, who do you trust? Get trustworthy and unbiased investing information at checkfirst.ca. Brought to you by the Alberta Securities Commission.
Hey, honey, did you see our heating bill this month? Wow.
Don't remind me. We're wasting too much money because of our old windows.
WindowMart is a trusted partner for windows and door replacement projects. Book your free in-home consultation today at windowmart.ca.
This is Global News. I'm Tony King, mainly clear and 10 at 5:30. Parliament resumes today with new faces at the helm of three of the country's national parties. Prime Minister Mark Carney will be in the House of Commons and on the front benches for the first time now that he's won a seat in Parliament. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre will be missing from the chamber after losing his long-held Ottawa-Carleton seat, so former leader Andrew Scheer will stand in as opposition leader until Poilievre can run in a by-election for a seat offered up by an Alberta colleague. And the New Democrats' diminished caucus of 7 MPs will be temporarily led by BC's Don Davies after Jagmeet Singh lost his seat and stepped down as leader. For the first time since his coronation more than 2 years ago, King Charles and Queen Camilla are visiting Canada. They'll touch down at around 11 Calgary time this morning and will be in Ottawa for about 2 days. As reporter Sarah Ritchie explains, it'll be a very busy 48 hours, starting with a series of events today.
They are immediately going to a community event at Lansdowne Park in Ottawa. So there's going to be a farmer's market set up that they're going to visit. They're going to talk with different people who are at the site. We're told also that King Charles will be dropping the puck for a road hockey game that's happening there. So they're trying to get a little bit of Canadiana into every piece of time that he's got with the public.
The King will deliver the speech from the throne tomorrow afternoon in Parliament. The visit comes amid threats of annexation by U.S. President Donald Trump. Wildfire crews have been dealing with an out-of-control blaze east of Jasper National Park. The 70-hectare fire is burning southeast of Hinton near Mirkhole. Air tankers and helicopters are helping to battle the flames while Yellowhead County firefighters work on the structural protection of buildings in the area. An emergency alert last night warned nearby residents to prepare for possible evacuation. Another fire west of Jasper near Yellowhead Lake, BC, is now under control. Concerned citizens held an open house in Bowness yesterday looking to drum up support in a bid to recall two local MLAs. They're targeting Calgary Bow MLA Dimitrios Nicolaides and Calgary Northwest MLA Rajan Sani. Organizer Jenny Yeremy says the UCP government isn't listening to Albertans.
The coal mining, for example, that's our government is potentially exposing us to an obscene amount of lawsuits. The healthcare scandal, which is over a $614 million problem, Education, obviously, that's why we're focused on these areas. We are the only province that funds charter schools.
Under changes to the province's recall legislation, the organizers will need to collect over 14,000 signatures on the petitions in each riding to force recall votes. U.S. President Donald Trump says Russian leader Vladimir Putin has gone, quote, absolutely crazy by stepping up the bombing of Ukraine while the U.S. tries to broker peace. His post on social media overnight came after a Ukrainian official said Russia launched the biggest drone attack on Ukraine in more than 3 years. The Russian bombardment last night included 355 drones and 9 cruise missiles. It was the third mass attack in as many nights. Breaking news when it happens, our next scheduled news at 6 o'clock. I'm Tony King.
Jersey Shore is the gift that keeps on giving.
Jersey Shore Family Vacation. New season Thursday on Slice.
Good morning. I'm Leslie Horton with Global News. How'd you enjoy that weekend? Today, more sunshine this morning than this afternoon, a mixture of sun and cloud. Chance of some showers and some thunderstorms. The wind out of the west at 30 to 60 kilometers per hour. A high of 26, partly cloudy overnight, 10 degrees, and then a streak of sunshine right through to the end of the week. That is your Sky Tracker weather forecast.
The best new blend to start the day. News, weather, traffic, and insight. The new Morning Brew with Andrew Schultz on QR Calgary.
Coming up to 5:35. Yes, oh, made it to Monday. Monday, May 26th. Hey, current temperature 10 degrees. It's mainly clear in the city. Did you have a chance to get out there? Yeah, looking a little lobsterish today. Did you forget the sunscreen? Wow, yesterday's high, 25 degrees. Hit that at 5 p.m. Wow, incredible. Great weekend and great in the world of sports if you're one Andrew T. Schultz, because all my teams were clicking. And by all of them, I mean on the ice, on the hard court, and on...
Whoa.
What's that?
You have a team that on the hard court, and they don't play in the playoffs anymore. So what are you talking about, your teams?
Well, I have a couple.
You have a couple now.
Well, I was going for the underdogs in the NBA. If you're following the association, I was going for the Knicks because they were down 2-0. And I was looking for a bit of a series when it comes to OKC and the T-Wolves. We've got a bit of a series now. And our Calgary Stampeders, boy, what a result over the weekend. I know preseason is preseason. But to see some numbers that we've put up in the preseason... I'm taking that as a win for the Calgary Stampeders. So when I say underdogs, yes, I am going for OKC, and I am going for the Knicks.
Okay,
is what I'm saying.
Because yeah. You're a Clippers fan, and they got eliminated in the first
Clippers,
round.
And I'm also the GSW. I like the Spurs. Throwing a few teams here, but nevertheless, the sports gods were shining on me. I'm happy about that. So was the sunshine back edge of the weekend. But the Stamps, it's crazy because it's we're done with preseason. It's over.
It's over. Yeah, no, that everybody else has got a little bit more to play except for the Stamps. Stamps are done.
That's great. So we just do our two, boom, boom, and others spread them out a bit? Is that what's going on?
Well, it just depends on the schedule that gets sent out by the league every year. So normally they do, everybody plays two games. That's the thing with having 9 teams.
Yes.
You have to do it over 3 weeks, and then one team is going to play... a game early, and that would be the Calgary Stampeders instead of playing one in week one and one in week three, because there's 3 weeks of preseason, even though there's just one game in the first week of preseason. So the Stamps are finished. They will return to the field June 3rd, the home opener against the Hamilton Ticats.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to send you there. We have that opportunity for the Calgary Stampeders VIP night out. And we're going to give you your code word again today. I have to double check and make sure I got week two, because we've done a lot of these. Oh, yeah. Oh, week three.
Week three, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, June 7th, you'll have that opportunity on this Saturday to check out the Stamps versus the Ticats. And every day throughout the day here on QR Calgary, we'll be slipping in those code words. Because here's what you do. You're not going to phone in. You're not going to text in. You're going to go to QRCalgary.com. And once you're there, click on contests. That's where you'll input your code word, and that's where you'll put your pertinent information, and you'll come together because you've got 4 tickets, so you and 3 friends. You've got sideline experience, which I don't think anybody can be like, you know what? I'm going to hop down on those sidelines. It's frowned upon,
they
right?
They frown upon that for sure. You need a pass.
You need a pass. Dinner at Stamps House. My wife's coming with me on the 7th, and she goes, we get dinner?
Delicious dinner.
I think she's used to having a hot dog.
Or you get good.
You're
up a couple levels on the hot dog, as good as hot dogs are.
That's what got her attention, was the fact that, you know, you get the Stamps House as well. So it's going to be fantastic as well. While we're talking about winning, I was shocked. I dug deep into the prize barrel. I thought that Shania had come and gone because she's going to be in town July 5th of the Stampede Concert Series. More tickets this week for Shania.
Really?
Are we going to make them sing again? Do you know about this?
No, I did not know about this.
I just surprised you.
My program where I enter the winners, nothing in there. So I'll have to make sure that we get that information into an email.
I'm going to have
morning.
To double check right now to make sure.
I think
sure.
you're right. I'm pretty okay. sure. There's an email last week that said we have Shania tickets. I think it's because we had last Monday off, Andy.
Oh, that's it. No, we have one pair of tickets every day to give away, Monday to Friday.
Okay,
that's
perfect.
That's the 26th. The first. Not Saturday. We're not giving away here, but I'm pretty pumped up about that because it means Stampede's around the corner. It really does. And it means also, you know, a break from things like yard work. And Dave, wonder if you're sore today. You chronicled how busy your weekend was. So you had to do all of the yard work in one fell swoop yesterday. Is that right?
Yeah, I had a wedding, rehearsal dinner on Friday night, and then wedding Ooh. Saturday. Plus, like, with all the rain we got, the grass was just, if you're going to cut wet grass, you know how big of a hassle that is. It's, you're adding an hour and a half of that time because lawnmower just, it gets clogged up in there, let's just say. Does. So, yeah, it was about an hour and a half yesterday. I just had to go out there and get the job done. It's nice now that we got a nice stretch. I can just be on top of it. Looks like it's going to be warm pretty much every day. Maybe, you know, with that brings maybe the odd thunderstorm risk. But with the warm weather, it's like now I can stay on top of this and I don't have to wait until my grass is 16 feet high to cut it.
Losing children.
Yeah.
It really does. That first one is about four times harder than the rest of the year. Rest of the year, you can get out if you're in a hurry. And there's times where I'll do a full mow, including the edging, you know, get that weed whacker out there. But generally, if I'm in a hurry, I can probably do the whole thing in about 45 minutes, just quick, you know, because it's short, it's dry, like you're saying. But that first one is a real slog for sure.
Yeah, and you have a dog. There's other things you got to deal with out there. There's
yard cigars.
Yeah, there's all sorts of different things that add to the time. We have weird grass, man. My grass, it grows so quick and so fast, and it gets so long. So I have to be on. I have to be cutting the grass like every 4 or 5 days, or I'm fighting the good fight with some tall grass.
Behind the eight ball, yeah. So to speak.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It is. Did you get that first one done? Let us know on the text line, 403-974-8255. That is the one that it might take three beers, not just one, maybe two if it's hot up.
Yeah.
It takes three and you're having breaks in between.
Yeah.
And your wife's wondering what's going on. She has no idea about the battle. Because if your wife is like my wife goes out in the backyard twice a year maybe, and you can't see it from how our house is situated. Well, it's a great place to hide.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
But they don't appreciate the work. Because I took down a bush and a small tree with my chainsaw. And I tell you that because it makes me sound manly.
Doing man stuff this weekend, were you?
It is an electric chainsaw. After watching, I'm tethered by the cord. But I've done this, and I thought, okay, good. Because I wanted to get them before they started to bud. Because then I'd feel bad about killing something,
yeah. Really,
essentially. But the pile of these trees now, it looks like a forest has been cut down in my yard. Now I have to deal with these branches, and I don't have a fire pit.
You should get a fire pit.
Well, yeah, but I've got a trampoline in the middle. I've got no space for it.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't get a fire pit then.
Apparently not. So it really is a case that, you know, it does take a lot longer, and I don't think people what I'm saying this is in my house, women, and maybe in your house the same, and I know we don't really divide too many jobs. I can do anything in the house. I can do laundry like a demon. It's crazy. I've got mad skills there, but she chooses to do that, and I choose the lawn, where I was assigned a lawn. Until you do those jobs and understand the intricacies of the different seasonalities and how much more work it is, I don't think you appreciate it. I really don't.
No, I'm with you. I think we're kind of similar to you. Like, I do pretty much all the cooking. I do the yard work. Courtney will shovel in the winter, which is nice. But I do the laundry in the machines.
Mm-hmm.
She does the folding.
Oh, that's nice. I would rather do the machines all day.
You know why? Because my wife, she's a bit of a clean freak.
Oh, because you can't fold properly.
I can't fold properly.
Let's clear that up right now.
Yeah,
okay.
So I'm not good enough.
You don't
at
have
folding.
Skills.
Yeah, if I could fold properly, I would also be doing that. But no, she does like a deep clean throughout 2 days, usually Friday, Saturday. It usually totals about 5-6 hours, and that's like. It gets us through a week before she does another deep clean, and then I just keep the house tidy as much as possible during those days while she's working. Yeah,
it's the rules.
It's well thought out, this plan.
I'm with you 100% in. But also, when your wife is doing the deep clean, you can tell her mood by how quiet the deep clean is or how incredibly loud and banging and clanging. I heard a dishwasher you know, emptying of the dishwasher about a week ago that was, I would have thought there was a construction zone. Yeah. And there was somebody who was fed up and was tired and has to do that all the time, apparently.
See, we live different lives a little bit in that respect, because Courtney loves to clean. So she literally throws in her AirPods. And, like, I don't hear from her.
It's therapeutic.
Yeah, I don't hear from her for a while, for a long stretch. It's quite nice. It's quite nice that she doesn't have to hear from me, and I don't have to hear from her. Because, as you know, everybody needs a little bit of break from each
other. Absolutely.
That's a key to a good, healthy relationship.
Let us know. This is a fun topic. I want to know about the division of labor in your home. Is it harmonious? What are you, saddled with? What is on your list of to-do chores? Is it working out? Is it 50-50 in your books? Let us know on the text line, 403-974-8255. We would certainly love to hear from you. Hey, coming up on the other side of the break here, more details on how you can win on a Monday, because Mondays are tough, aren't they, folks? How you can win, we're going to break that down for you. And plus, digging into seasonal allergies. Is it a cold or is it an allergy? And how can you tell the difference? Stay close.
Family and finances don't always mix, unless they're handled with care. Here's Sherry McMillan with more.
Estate planning is more than numbers. It's about guiding your family with clarity and care. At McMillan Estate Planning, we support families with customized plans that reduce conflict and promote harmony. Let's build a legacy your loved ones will thank you for.
RSVP for McMillan Estate Planning's complimentary virtual seminar on Thursday, May 29th at McMillanEstate.com.
Construction is underway at the new luxury concrete condominiums at Magna by Jamenbelt. With spaces stretching up to 2,000 square feet, ceilings that go up to 12 feet, and a starting price of the mid-700s, Magna is luxury all others are measured by. Experience the crown jewel of University District. Visit Jamin.com/Magna.
We've all heard the message, it's better here. But when it comes to healthcare, is it really? Long wait times are forcing Albertans to wait days, even months, for the care they need. But it doesn't have to be this way. It could be better here. Albertans deserve timely, high-quality care. Together, we can make it better here. Visit neednurses.ca. That address again, neednurses.ca. A message from United Nurses of Alberta.
Inspiration. It's where all great things start. When you bring your renovation ideas to the designers and expert craftsmen at Renovations by Hearth and Home, it inspires them to create with you the renovation project you've been dreaming of. Whether your project is big or small, the in-house team at Renovations by Hearth and Home have the experience to ensure your dreams come to life. Imagine the extraordinary. Visit renovationsbyhearthandhome.com.
This is your kickoff, Calgary. FanFest is back, and it's bigger than ever. This Saturday at McMahon Stadium, the Stampeders are throwing the ultimate free party for fans of all ages. Meet your favorite players and alumni. Enjoy live music, games, giveaways, inflatables, face painting, the whole deal. Join QR Calgary broadcasting live on location and help launch the 2025 season in style. FanFest is free. FanFest is for you. Get all the details at stampeders.com/fanfest. Free tickets required for entry.
As a business owner, keeping your workspace clean shouldn't be another thing on your to-do list. Leave it to the pros who know clean. At White Spot Janitorial, we provide top-quality janitorial services tailored to your needs. White Spot Janitorial has an amazing offer to new clients. When you sign up for our regular cleaning service, you'll receive a 20% discount on your first month. But hurry, offer is valid until June 30th. Visit WhiteSpotJanitorial.com. White Spot Janitorial. Service is our mission. Clean is our statement.
Cupboards Express. Shop over 1,000 styles and get your custom cupboards in as little as 2 weeks. Stop by their showroom at 2020 32nd Ave Northeast or visit CupboardsExpress.com.
The new Morning Brew is brought to you by Cupboards Express. Shop over 1,000 styles and get your custom cupboards in as little as 2 weeks. Visit CupboardsExpress.com.
5:48 on your Monday morning. It's a Monday. It's not a Tuesday disguised as a Monday. It happens to be Monday, May 26th. How you doing? on a Monday morning. And how was your weekend? Love to hear from you. 403-974-8255. Is your back aching from doing all that yard work? Boy, glorious yesterday with that high of 25 degrees. We will get a full forecast checkup with Leslie Horton, weather specialist, Global News. That comes your way about 6:22. And I'll tell you what, basically the bottom line is, if you liked yesterday, we have more of that in store right through the next several days, stretching into the weekend. So if you've managed to put off, as you know, I would have hoped you'd had the chance to enjoy some of yesterday for sure. And or if your lawn was too wet, top edge of the weekend, you've got that opportunity. No more excuses is what I'm saying, folks. I'm telling you, point blank, no more excuses.
Play like a champion.
Play like a champion. Now, the other thing we've got coming up for you just after 7 o'clock this morning is something that is very interesting to me because it's happening in my house, not to me. I was speaking with Bindu from Global News about a half hour ago and explaining how I have one allergy, and that's hard work. She thought I meant yard work. No, I'm not allergic to that. I have to get that done. It's on my list.
Well, I'm allergic to it, but I have to tough through it.
I'm allergic to hard work, but these allergies, did you see the pollen out there in the past week?
Yeah, since I was going to a wedding on Saturday night, we went through, here's a blast from the past for you. Went through an ATM drive-thru.
Uh-huh.
Had to get some cash out. I couldn't remember the time last time I did that. But, yeah, there was tons of pollen flying around on Saturday afternoon, at least in my neck of the woods.
Oh, it looked like snow at times. Yeah. At times, it was thick like snow out there. And my wife was the first one. She started kind of, it's itchy kind of behind my eyes. And yeah, I'm feeling a little stuffy in my nose. And now my daughter has it as well. And it could be coincidence. And it's also, you know, you talk about, there's two things. My wife runs an elementary school. She's a principal. She's around these germ factories. My daughter's in grade 3. She's amongst the germ factory as well as one of the kids.
So she's a worker.
Yeah, absolutely. She honestly, this doesn't pay much, though. Believe me, she's not contributing anyway. But the whole point is she's got that sniffle now. A runny nose just kind of came up yesterday like insane. And so how do you discern from cold to allergy? And how do you decide, you know, the best way to treat it? Because there's some great allergy treatments out there. And if you know it's coming, you can kind of get ahead of it. Or is it the cold? Does anybody in your house have the seasonal allergies?
So it's weird, Andy. I had them for, I want to say, like 3 or 4 years. And now I don't seem to get them anymore.
Oh.
So I don't know if that's something that is real, but that's at least what I went through in my experience. Like, I remember for maybe 5 or 6 years there, it was, it seemed to be, you know, quite stuffed up, quite itchy in the old nose, and then seemed to have gone away. I didn't have it this year or last year.
That's the thing, right? And we've learned in the past that it's not a case that, hey, I've had seasonal allergies since I'm 7 years old, you know, and I'm used to this. You can acquire these things later in life. So there's the catch. But also, with the different strains of things, some people have, they talk about the, you know, mold from the winter grass, and that can give you allergies because you're mowing.
Yeah.
Some people, the pollen, it can be a combination of things. So we want to dig into that with Dr. Ted Jablonski, our on-call family physician, and we'll do just that after 7 o'clock this morning because I think it's very important to try to get a hold. The more we know about our own health, the better. The more we can be in control. But if it's something brand new to you, it can be a bit of a crossroads, I think.
Yeah, if you've been living 30 years and you've been fine going into every spring and summer, and then all of a sudden you're like, what is happening?
You've been walloped all of a sudden. It's crazy stuff. I don't know. I mean, in the meantime, let us know. Are you having a particularly tough season? If you've, you know, been diagnosed with seasonal allergies, love to hear from you at 403-974-8255. That's 403-974-8255. That comes up just after 7 o'clock this morning. And then there's another one I want to bring to your attention here, and we touched on this last week, okay? And the reason I'm going to play this for you is because we've got more on the topic coming up, but this was fantastic to me. A New York University medical student, his name is Lucas Mavromatis, he's been digging deep into the GLP-1 drugs. And the student, Lucas Mavromatis, easy for me to say, says studies are now showing that the popular weight loss drugs can help to prevent cancer.
So we found that people who take GLP-1 receptor agonists in our cohort of American patients have a lower incidence of obesity-related cancers compared to those who take DPP-4 inhibitors.
Incredible. I was saying last week, I think it was that, you know, it used to be that aspirin was the wonder drug that can work wonders. That was their kind of catch line. But now we have a drug here that was created to combat diabetes. we find out that has incredible properties when it comes to weight loss, and now it could prevent cancer. For the first time in my life, I would consider maybe a GLP-1 drug because I like to, I love working out, and I do not believe that we do not know enough about this. Unlike the COVID-19 vaccine, where we had hundreds and hundreds of researchers working on this thing, and they say they did in 10 months what they would normally take 5 years to do. This one here was a drug that has been around for a lot longer than people think. It wasn't until it was discovered that it, you know, can, you know, spur weight loss that it came into fashion.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy that they keep finding out more stuff about it, like this new research about the cancer. It's like, what else are they going to find out about it is
Seriously.
My question, right? Like, that's honestly what I'm thinking.
And we hear time and time again of stories of people who are on it but get so physically ill that they have to, you know, remove
side
themselves.
Effects, right?
Yeah. So maybe they can curb that. But the whole point, what I'm getting at here, is in the 8 o'clock hour, we have the opportunity to dig deeper. That's just a quick clip there and something we had on our radar last week. We're going to speak with Dr. Ernest Hawk, and he works at the Cancer Center in Houston, about lowering a cancer risk using a GLP-1 drug. So to me, it's incredible where we have come. How far we have come in, you know, these unintended consequences. And it also opens your mind to what other drugs might have some unintended consequences that have been approved, that we know are safe for human consumption and that we can be on for, you know, longer than a short spurt to experience some of these benefits. So that comes your way in the 8 o'clock hour. But yes, once again, don't forget that opportunity for you to win your way in to check out the Stamps VIP night out that will be coming your way between now and 9 o'clock as well. The tragic story about the continued legacy of a local comedian. We'll dig into the darker side of comedy coming your way just after 6 o'clock this morning.
Now open. Discover the brand new Heartwood Show Home from Bedrock Homes. Be one of the first 15 buyers and lock in.
Coming your way just after 6 o'clock this morning.
Now open. Discover the brand new Heartwood Show Home from Bedrock Homes. Be one of the first 15 buyers and lock in special low introductory pricing. Choose the spacious Stella, a 4-bedroom, 3-bath with double front garage, over 2,000 square feet, all for under $699K. Or go with one of our single family rear lane homes, starting under $599K. Bedrock Homes. Move in ready and quick possession, front drive or lane. It's your style, your home. Visit our show home in the community of Heartwood today or visit us at bedrockhomes.ca.
The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round, all through.
Oh, we're already here. We're here. Sweet. That was so fast.
The Alberta government is building 90 new schools across the province, giving more communities more schools closer to home. Learn more at alberta.ca/schools now. A message from the Government of Alberta.
Global Fest returns this August, and you don't want to miss Calgary's most spectacular light show. Get your tickets now. For over 20 years, Global Fest celebrates a world of difference, year-round, with epic cultural performances at Heritage Park, daily multicultural programming at the Calgary Stampede, and so much more. Global Fest Summer Camp for Refugee and Immigrant Teens helps build community, connection, confidence, and a sense of belonging, because culture connects us all. Head to globalfest.ca and dive into the fire, fun, and festivity.
Drought Fighter, included with every Green Drop program. Disease Control, also included with every Green Drop program. Both at no extra cost to you. Since 1979, Green Drop has been making beautiful weed-free lawns guaranteed. And offer easy online booking with payment options. Take us up on our guarantee and let us do what we do best. So you can relax and enjoy your yard. Book today.
Canada's lawn expert since 1979. Visit greendrop.com.
In a world where it's easy to get wrapped up in distractions, we need to stop and ask an important question. Will you say yes to mental health? Put down your cell phone, turn off the TV and the laptop, and just ask, what does saying yes to mental health mean to you? Is it getting yourself counseling, supporting a loved one, or donating time or money to an urgently needed mental health program? Whatever saying yes to mental health means to you, please visit woodshomes.ca and say yes today.
Make your golden years golden. The first Tuesday of each month is Spin and Win Senior Spectacular at Grey Eagle Resort and Casino for guests 55 plus. Enjoy live entertainment and chances to play amazing games. Details at greyeagleresortandcasino.ca.
The Knee Clinic is Alberta's only private knee clinic. They'll have your knee issue assessed by one of their specialists in days without the need for a doctor's referral. Stop waiting. Stop guessing. Call 403-457-KNEE or visit kneeclinic.ca.
When you want to hear the music and not the road, drive on to Wright Restyling. They can upgrade your drive with SoundShield so you can take your ride from this to this. Whether you want to improve the way you listen to music or just sweet silence, their sound deadening install can help block out road noise, vibrations, and rattles. So all you hear is what you want. Make your auto dreams into reality. Don't make Wright Restyling your first call. Make them your only call. Get your quote today at WrightRestyling.com.
Yeah, it was great. My grandparents, they're great. Used to make me laugh. I was there about a month ago, and I don't know if you've been to your grandparents recently, or your grandparents are like mine, but my grandma's just got the hugest bone. You know? I'm always surprised. I'm like, do I have to take my shoes off the dial? Like, 493. It's a big phone. Like, my God, I'm not even gonna try your microwave.
Calgary-based comedian Matt Bellin and loved comedy, got into comedy, went all in, ended up being on Just for Laughs. This guy had success, but he also has a very tragic story and a tragic end to his story. We're going to dig into the darker side of comedy and the legacy that Matt Bellin left behind. That comes your way in about 6 minutes on The Morning Brew.
Want to hear us on your Amazon Echo device? Simply say, Alexa, play QR Calgary.
QR Calgary is 770 CHQR AM, a Chorus Entertainment radio station.
This is Global News. I'm Tony King. Sunny and 10 at 6 o'clock. Members of Parliament return to the House of Commons today. Global News chief political correspondent David Akin says the two big parties might be working together, at least on some things.
Liberals and Conservatives find themselves on the same page on many of the country's top priorities.
Our government has been elected to do nothing less than define a new economic and security relationship with the United States.
I've already told the Prime Minister that we are happy to cooperate any way we can to bring about an end to this unnecessary dispute.
They both agree on making it harder to get bail. They both agree on boosting defense spending. And they agree Canadians want action on the cost of living.
The King and Queen will touch down in Ottawa in about 5 hours' time. King Charles will read the speech from the throne tomorrow. Prime Minister Carney says his first priority in Parliament will be to deliver a tax cut that he promised during the election campaign. Coming up, a group of Calgary citizens tries to force recalls in two ridings. But first, QR Calgary helicopter traffic.
Explore Calgary's best rentals. Book your showing today at renttruman.com. Live better. Rent Truman.
Good Monday morning. It looks like things are off to a really good start for your week. We've got bare, dry roads.